here in Norton. Have you ever seen him? I've seen him a couple of times.
I've seen him live in Studio B here at Bob Country, my friend.
Saw him in Anoka someplace a couple of weeks back, but he does a good job. Hey, Strewman here, the 4-Hour. Thanks, Papa Bear Norton. He's all over the Twin Cities. Does a good job. Strewman here. Lukey, Boomer, Kristen, Scotty. Scotty and Merwin, the gang is here in the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. What's cool about this for me tonight is that you talk fishing, Scotty. Kristen talks fishing. Boomer talks fishing. Mark talks fishing. I don't have to say anything tonight.
Well, you know what? I find that hard to believe. It
has yet to happen.
Yeah, that has yet to happen. But happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 frozen lakes. Even though Stru and producer Mark, Kristen, and Scott, the weather has been flirting above freezing lately. I mean, we had the polar vortex kick in. We had really good ice.
What the hell do you know about a polar vortex?
Don't you remember in studio 4 years ago? That was a line we learned from our buddy Brian Zepp, which is an amazing segue. Thanks for the setup, my friend.
Yep.
He is going to be on at about 6:40,
right?
Because Zepp broke his leg skiing.
That's not why he's going to be on.
More importantly, he golfed. No, just kidding.
No, no.
He actually went elk hunting in Montana. So this is going to be an entertaining story to have Mr. Brian Zepp elk hunting. But, and then at 6:20, we're going to have the fishing couple themselves all the way from Howard Lake, Lake Osakis, Lake Ohaui, South Dakota. Kristen Merwin, who's the president of the WAM, a large fishing woman's organization.
I love that group. What's their favorite
and
song?
And Scott Merwin, who is the owner, pioneer of Lake Osakis Guide Service.
Pioneer, wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking big words tonight. Action. I'm feeling a little frisky. I got my second cup of caribou blend in me. But I tell you what, it's ice fishing season, Stru. I think we're going to go ice fishing in the morning. I know Mark and I are going to go, courtesy of Lake Osakis Guide Service and Kristen, but are you going to come with us?
I may not.
Oh, very safe answer, my friend.
I usually go to the gym at 9 o'clock every morning. I've got to wrap packages tomorrow. We've got kids coming over in the middle of the afternoon for their we've got 3 kids and 10 grandkids, and so trying to have everyone at your house at the same time is literally impossible, so we have to alter our schedules for the rest of our family.
Yeah.
So I've got to help Diana wrap those little wieners and bacon for about 2 hours tomorrow before,
Well, you're used to wrapping little wieners.
Yeah.
With that being said, producer Mark, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just got back from my hometown in Wisconsin. So the 3 kids, we drove a long ways. It was a long drive, but we're back, and everyone's happy, and I'm happy to be back.
Are you pretty thrilled that the Vikings won tonight?
You know, I wanted them to win, you know.
Yeah.
April and, you know, my son Nick converted to a Vikes fan now. So I'm the only Packer fan left in the house. Bandwagon jumping. Little
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what. I know we're going to have Stru Tanner on next week from Lake of the Woods Tourism, Joe Henry, and then Tanner from Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yep.
To talk about Walleye Wars, which is a first of its kind frontier where on Facebook Live on January 3rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., on Devil's Lake Facebook and Lake of the Woods Facebook, they are going live. So this is unedited from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the ultimate bragging rights on the premier destination when it comes to fishing for walleyes, perch, big pike. This is exciting news. But what's really exciting, Stru, is it's been picked up by the USA Today,
yep.
The Washington Times,
I'm aware.
Fox Sports North,
yep.
Right? You aware of all this?
And
Aberdeen
the
4-Hour
Outdoorsman picked it
and
up
and
as
the
well.
4-Hour Outdoorsman.
We broke the story, I believe.
That's did, but there's also news stations in Tennessee, Texas, and I believe Virginia that have picked this up just from the pure standpoint of it's a fishing competition done on Facebook Live, so you can't edit it. You can't make it look pretty. I'm probably going to make an A of myself doing something silly.
Oh, you're going to be there. That's right.
That's right. I'm going to be on Team Devil's Lake.
Oh, you are. Who else is on Team Devil's Lake?
You know what? That is TBD, and they're holding those cards close to the chest, both Lake of the Woods and Devil's Lake. So hopefully we can prong that out of Tanner and Joe next Sunday.
I didn't know this was a team event.
Yes. So what's going to happen is Tanner and Joe, both for their respected locations, Devil's Lake and Lake of the Woods, are going to have people rotating in and out of the house. So it's going
like
to be
a tag team match.
It is like WWF.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be a combination of media, guides, like someone like Scott, hotels, restaurants, you know, different people that represent the area, because it's a good opportunity not only to showcase the fishing for Devil's Lake and Lake of the Woods, but it's a great opportunity to showcase all the other things you can do.
Now let me ask you a question. This sounds like I'm Polish. I'm a left-handed Polack from the east side of St. Paul. As a matter of fact, Scotty and Boomer just asked me, are you on Instagram yet? I says, nope, I don't want to be. Oh, you got to be on Instagram. I don't want to be on Instagram. So I'm going to ask you a question that's going to make me even look dumber than I really am.
Yes.
This is going to be live Facebook for 5 or 6 hours, right?
Correct.
I don't know what you can do for 5 or 6 hours ice fishing except BSing and talking about your services and whatnot.
Hopefully
and
catching fish.
But
yeah.
Can I pick that up later on? I mean, it's going to be
yes,
okay,
yes.
Can,
so it'll be okay. Saved there. So all right. Format is still being, you know, released to the public or communicated to the public. But a sneak peek, I believe what's going to happen is on the hour and every hour, it's going to be live for a half hour on Lake of the Woods.
There
so
you go.
For an example, if it kicks off at 9, Lake of the Woods Tourism Facebook will show this live, broadcasted, not edited, from 9 to 9:30. And then from 9:30 to 10, which means on every half hour, Devil's Lake Tourism is going to be going live.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks. What do you think, Scott? Good idea?
Oh, great idea. I wish I could get in on that.
You ever heard of something like this, Scott? I mean, we were kind of excited. I know the Minnesota Wild and the Winnipeg Jets did something similar where they did some type of gentleman's bet where whoever lost, you know, they had to let the other one take over their social media for a little bit. I don't know if they've really determined what the winner or loser gets besides bragging rights.
But I'm sure they do.
This is kind of the first of its kind. Have you seen something like this, Scott or Kristen, where it's live and it is what it is?
No, I have not, and it sounds pretty cool.
A little scary too, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
But
I
tell you what,
wonder who's going to win.
And it's the best, almost free publicity for these two areas that they've ever, ever, ever had.
You know, what I like about it, too, is, you know, Mark, the big TV exec over here from Ron Share Productions, your mind was spinning when we first talked about this a couple weeks ago about, like, an NCAA bracket kind of deal.
Yeah, if you got a bunch of tourism areas, I work with a lot of them,
yeah,
and have, like, a competition that keeps going, and it could be something big, you know?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. I think it's going to get great viewership, especially with all these major news articles and magazines and TV and radio picking this up. We also are going to talk at 6:20 because when we talk about new things, rumor has it, Kristen, there's a virtual ice fishing tournament that's going to be taking place here in the beginning of January. Is that true?
They call him Mr. Segway.
It is true. And I would also tell you that that's a first of its kind. It's the first virtual women's fishing tournament that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Is it going to let Strew in?
I tell you, I'll have a sex change just to get involved with you ladies. You seem like you have too much fun.
You know what, Strew? We're open to all. We're a diverse group.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you can identify however you want.
Strew, man.
I'll do that. You
need to get in touch with your female side.
I can do that as
no,
well.
He has.
Ask my wife.
Well,
I've done that many, many times. Hey, so this is going to be, we're going to talk more about this after our first break as well. Kristen is president of WAM, which is Women Anglers of Minnesota, and have been for a couple of years, I think, and the organization's been around for about 30, and I didn't know that until you got involved with
42.
WAM. 42 years, and one half of 1,000% of the United States of America even knows it exists, or Minnesota. This is a great, great deal. You guys are good for you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to expand fishing opportunities for women.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what else is
looking
new, Strew Man or Producer Mark?
You have a good week, Mark?
I'm excited to go fishing tomorrow. I was planning on just sitting around doing nothing, but
it's a secret.
I really want to get away from the kids for a little bit. And get out of the house, and I'm excited to go
with Scott. I was thinking about that on the way into the Bob Studios. You know, every year we seem to get out there with Scott, and I know you always talk on air about the time you went open water fishing with Lake Osakis Guide Service.
More than once.
No one was catching any fish.
More than once.
Scott
pal.
Broke out his ice fishing rods to hashtag be the bite, right?
Yeah.
And you guys connected into some crappies.
Yeah,
huh?
It was great. It was a great experience. And people thought we were crazy, and Scott might have done it before. I don't know, but it worked out real well.
I made his buddy put that pink fishing pole away and handed him
Bob Krejci, Rocket Man. Yeah.
Rocket Man, huh?
He had a big pink fishing rod, and Scott is not in this boat, pal. It ain't going to happen. So he did, too.
You know what? Speaking
we
of
fish with it.
Ice fishing reports, and we're going to be talking to Lake Osakis Guide Service and WAM President Kristen and Scott here in a little bit, and then Brian Zepp at 6:40 about his elk hunting adventure in Montana. If you're just tuning in, Four Outdoorsmen, Bob Country, happy early Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Scott, what are the ice conditions like across the state? I know you had that big NAIFC tournament. We can talk about that during the second break, but what do you think about the ice conditions across the state right now?
Hey, I tell you, it's just different everywhere you go. I'm not seeing, you know, a lot of thick ice. There's 8 to 10 inches in one place. Then you go to another one, it has 6-7 inches. Then you go to a deeper lake, and it's even less. And they just vary, you know. But there is a lot of lakes out there with good ice conditions. My advice is don't travel on anything with the truck that hasn't been traveled on with the truck before, or you don't see. I just keep trucks off the ice altogether,
at least
for a couple weeks.
Well, I tell you what, Scott.
And then be careful on ATVs and sleds, too.
I was on Mille Lacs about a week ago with the kids to get on that walleye bite that's just been phenomenal, if you're following it on social media. And a big shout out to Scott Moe at Appledorn's, Jordan Dahl at McQuaid's, Marky Schutz over at Izades Resort. I think we're going to be doing a trip there, as well as our trip with Guy up to the UP of Michigan. And then we've got our Devil's Lake trip coming up at the end of January. But Scott, you know, as you look at the different lakes and the different bites, what are you seeing? Is it, you know, most folks, it looks pretty active out there. I mean, there was a lot of people on Mille Lacs. There's a lot of people out there ice fishing. Are they targeting panfish, walleyes, tip-up fishing for pike, or is it just across the board?
Well, right now in some of these other, the lakes in central Minnesota, you know, it's the walleye fishing starting, that hot bite of the walleye fishing starting to die off, and now some of the panfish are starting to go into that active bite. So you're going to see a lot more people out there chasing crappies and bluegills right now, and there's still guys out there. I ran into a buddy yesterday that was getting walleyes, and he said last week they were getting 5 or 6 a night. Now they're down to getting 1 or 2 a night. So,
you know, when Mark and I went fishing about a week and a half ago, right before we went to Mille Lacs, we went to a little secret lake of Mark's, and we were pan fishing, and we were using light rods and reels, ultralights. We were using tungsten jigs, which were really important because it was a real finicky bite. They had just had a cold front that came through. Mobility was really the answer that we scored. I mean, we caught a few here and there in the first couple holes, but we had that cage reel out, and we moved the Vexilar around the entire lake, and thank goodness for our ice armor suits, because mobility was the key. And it was towards that last part of the fishing trip, Kristen, that we really started connecting. Are you seeing that still true right now, that mobility has been the key to success?
That's always key for me. You know, I've never been able to sit still. I'm a pretty hyper guy, so you know, if they're not biting, I'm going to keep moving, and usually we're going to push into them real quick, or we're going to keep working until we do, you know, and usually when you get on them, that mobility is what keeps you on them.
Yeah. I can't believe the pattern of the walleye fishing changes so quickly. We all know that, you know, early on, a little bit shallower, and they're if you know where the walleyes are.
When they're spawning and the tributaries and stuff like that.
I think, saying something like that, but if you know where the walleyes are in the late fall, where you followed them and found them last week, and all of a sudden the ice starts coming out, you like to go there first, I think, because maybe they're still in the same area. But how can, within 2 weeks, they start spreading out? Is that what happens? Is that quickly?
Yeah, what was that question again?
I don't know. If cotton were a monkey, don't worry about it.
I guess with that being said, you know, mobility is the key. One question I have, Scott, is, you know, you've had Lake Osakis Guide Service for a pretty long time now, been really successful. I know you guide out on Lake Osakis, obviously. You've started a new venture out on Lake Oahe out in South Dakota, which got a lot of publicity this last summer because the Bass Elites went out there for the smallmouth population. I know it's a healthy walleye lake as well. When you're guiding clients, what's that magic balance of, are clients always willing to move around as much to be the bite, or sometimes does it kill you where you just got to?
It depends. Some of them want to sit around, some of them want to move. And it's okay either way, as long as most of my guide trips are about education. It's about catching fish on your own.
Yeah.
And me teaching you how to catch those fish. And that's what's important. And we put fish in the bucket, but you know, some guys want to move and some guys just want to sit there. There's two styles of fishing. You know, I'm just a mover. Some people like to sit.
So my question then for you, Scott and Kristen, is with my lovely wife, Nicole, and I, fishing together can be quite an entertainment, right? If it was on YouTube, it would be quite entertaining. Kristen, as Scott, as he is on the bite moving around, what does that balance look like? Because I know you are a respectable fisherwoman. You're the president of WHAM. Do sometimes you guys just decide to split hairs and you go to your spot and Scott goes to his spot and Kristen first?
Yes. It's probably, we do really well in the winter together. So because we do have that freedom to go where we want to. So if Scott's moving shallower and I have a hunch that they went deeper, I'll go deeper.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm not. But we share that information. So we still work as a team. When yep. we first get out there, Scott usually drills out the pattern and I'm behind him with the Vexlar. We start, you know, catching fish. But then as soon as that happens, now they're moving again. I mean, panfish and crappies or crappies and bluegills are constantly moving. So you got to move with them and he'll go one way, I'll go the other until we're on it. So it's like it's a team, but it also gives you the freedom to be independent.
You know, speaking of team, one of the things that always is going to be engraved in my memory was last year's Ice Team University. One, because we got to chase catfish under the ice strew. And we were fishing in anywhere from 20 to 30 feet of water. And you would think, Producer Mark, that you'd be catching catfish on the bottom of the water column. But these catfish were actually suspended in the middle. But part of Ice Team University is the education piece where people do seminars. And Scott and Kristen actually got up there and together did a seminar on some nifty tips and tricks and some gadgets that you can home make to bring out with you on the ice. I thought that was really cool. You guys did a really nice job with that. And we have probably about 2 or 3 minutes. Is there any a couple of those gadgets you guys want to share with people on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country? Surprise, oh, just asked you.
My favorite one is little hair clips for young girls. They're small to hold your jigs on your rods so they don't come loose of those noodle rods and spring bobbers and they're not getting tangled in everything. If you use a little hair clip just to hold it right on that hook keeper,
yep.
you'll never have that problem. That's probably my favorite of all.
That's
of
a good
them.
Idea.
That's a good idea.
So Kristen's got a couple good ones too. What was your favorite?
I would say for me, probably the Tic Tac box.
Yep.
It's really hard when you're out there and you've got to put bait on your hook, you know, using maggots. In the Tic Tac box, I put the maggots in there, and then I just, you can do it with one hand. You flip up the lid, dump it in the other hand, close the lid, put it in your pocket, and now you have your hands free rather than trying to close the lid on the puck. So that's probably my favorite. The Tic Tac box.
See, that is really, really smart. That's really slick. I like that idea.
I'll never forget, too, a few Ice Team universities ago, the godfather of ice fishing, Dave Gens, showed me the appropriate way to hook a maggot where they actually have that little ball sack on the end.
You got to hook the
little ball sack, right? You know what I'm talking about.
The scent sack.
The scent sack.
Yeah, it's
the
right
ball
between
sack.
The two black eyes.
So is that the front with the where is the ball sack on a maggot?
You got to find maggots with big ball sacks.
Okay.
And then you hook it in there, and then that scent juice goes all over the place. I'm serious.
It's a clear juice. It's right between the two eyes. Okay. It looks like two eyes or two little black spots.
You're the expert at it.
Sense.
Oh, it's a good tip. Yeah, I mean, it works.
That maggot.
Especially on a tough
that's a
search
tip.
My maggots for the ball sack.
Right, there you go.
Are you going to have maggots tomorrow then?
Scent
you can sack. Show us?
I don't know. I'm relying on our guide.
Yeah, I guess
you
are.
We'll
what if they're female?
Larvae.
Then what do you do?
Maybe.
Hey, I'm not involved in this conversation. I'm completely innocent.
Hey, let's do a shout out. Bit before we get
good
the break
segue.
Here. So the Four Outdoorsmen shout out, go to our Facebook page and comment in the shout out section and we'll try to read it on air. Merry Christmas, everybody. We got a shout out from Brian Powers. He is the host of the Homegrown Show every week. He is in sunny Tampa and he says he wanted to give a shout out and he's wearing his Four Outdoorsmen shirt. So he's representing in the sunny state of Florida. So thank you, Brian. Hope you have a great trip. And also our friends, the Zeiss family says, Merry Christmas from the Zeiss family. One party down and two to go with a great picture of some prime rib. And my friend Eric Hegel, who's my fishing buddy in the North Metro, he wanted to give a shout out. So hello to you, Eric. I hope you're having a great Christmas.
And we can expand on it, but Strew, we don't get to talk about hunting and fishing for 5 years without great sponsors. Shout out to Alumacraft Boats, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Clam Outdoors,
Wild Fowler Camel, and Deadshot Custom Calls.
Plus Sandpine Pheasants in Avon, Minnesota. Well, let's go to break, huh, buddy?
What's the owner's name of Sandpine Pheasants?
Keith Sand.
There you go,
Pine.
Pal. Be right back with Kristen from WHAM. Going to talk all about what's happening coming the 1st of January.
missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at DeadshotCustomCalls.com.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor by Clam. With patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Rooster! Yep, hunting season is here, and it's time to make a trip to Sandpine Pheasants Family Recreation in Avon, Minnesota. Sandpine Pheasants is located just an hour from the Twin Cities and is open to the public with no membership fees. Enjoy hunting one of their 9 fields, try a European hunt, or book a guided hunt. Sandpine Pheasants is open 7 days a week and also the largest central Minnesota dealer of the Action Track Chair, a great tool for helping the disabled hunt. Learn more at sandpinepheasants.com.
It's Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale. Hurry in to get those last few gifts or buy online and pick up free in-store. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your Macy's card or pass. Coats and sweaters for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Fine jewelry, 35 to 55% off. FAO Schwartz toys, 50% off. Plus, fragrance gift sets for everyone on your list. Hurry in now. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. Stu Man here, Boomer, Mark Lukey, Kristen, and Scott Merwin, our in-studio. We have 5 outdoorsmen tonight, Ben, and women, right? So welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen,
and
you guys.
6. We're going to include Brad.
No. You kiss his butt way too often. We don't need him anymore.
I'm coming for you, Stu.
Yeah, I bet you are. Hey, Kristen Merwin, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. You are the president of WAM, which is Women's Anglers of Minnesota. Tell us what this organization is all about. I'm going to talk about your background and all that, but what is WAM?
So we are a women's fishing organization that our goal is to bring women and children into the outdoors. And we have trips, we have tournaments, we have clinics, we have just social gatherings. And really our purpose on the women's side is to get women a network to go fishing with. Other women, and then we also want to bring kids into the sport and make this a family opportunity.
I think what you're trying to do is make it. I think a lot of women who are just starting to even think about getting involved in the outdoors are kind of intimidated, mm-hmm. and maybe you're making it more welcoming and a lot easier for a woman to get in and say, "Listen, I want to learn all about this." Is that what one of the goals are?
Absolutely. So we have women that, you know, need the skills and education. They want to get involved, but they haven't been ice fishing before or open water fishing. So we help them there. The other part of this too, though, is there's women, you know, where their husband goes off with their buddies and, you know, they go on ice fishing trips and she wants to go too. And so they,
no way,
and
baby.
It's not,
not
easy for
not a
us.
Chance.
Well, it's not easy for us to go on Ice Fishing Minnesota group and say, hey, does anyone want to go fishing today at 3 o'clock? We don't know what kind of weirdo's showing up, right? So, you know, there's a safety issue for women. Yeah. And so it's nice to have, and I'm not sure that Scott's going to appreciate me going fishing with four people I've never met before that are males, right? Yeah. So this provides a network that's safe. You know, for women to get to know other women. They go on trips together and actually become lifelong friends.
WAM has been around for about 40 years, you said, I think off the air, maybe the first part of the show here. How do people get involved? Is there a cost to become a member? How are you guys funded?
Yes, so there is a very minimal cost. It's only $25 annually. That gets you access to all of our trips and events that we do. Because of our we are a large group. You know, we have just about 600 and almost 640 members. That number keeps climbing. And so when we go to a resort, we can get pricing that you can't get as an individual. So they're affordable trips. And then also the industry is really getting behind our organization, and they're making entry possible for women that don't have any equipment. So we get discounts within the industry, and all of that $25 a year, it's only $25 a year, gets them access to all those things.
Go ahead, boom.
You know, one of the things I see, Kristen, in the industry too, is even dating back to when my mom was a trap shooter, you know, she was a taxidermist, and, you know, we would go shopping for mom, and there just wasn't gear or apparel that was more tailored for women back then. And now it's exciting to see that when you go into big box retailers, they have a women's only section when it comes to the outdoors. You look at companies like Clam Outdoors that is leading the way, I believe, in ice fishing to have suits that are tailored for women, right? Rods and things of that nature. Do you see that, you know, WAM is instrumental in continuing to push that? Because I do, right? Mm-hmm. When you have 640 members, and what kind of growth is that year over year?
Well, 2 years ago, we were in the hundreds. So,
wow, good for you guys.
I mean, it's been explosive growth, I would say.
It's just exciting to see, because I think you ladies are having influence on that. And I think, Stru, even to the partnerships that they have, you know, they have a significant partnership with Clam Outdoors. They have a significant partnership with Alumacraft Boats and others. To see that these industry-leading companies, as well as, you know, your industry-leading organization are working together, it's just exciting to see that all the opportunities that are opening up for women. And I also think that WAM does a lot for women in hunting, too, because just fishing, there's a crossover into hunting. So absolutely a big kudos to you and all the ladies that are making this happen.
Yeah. And I think, frankly, what you're seeing, you know, with Ice Queen, which is the virtual online tournament that starts January 1st, if you look at that, you know, we had this crazy idea of how do we not get women just in Minnesota involved in a tournament, because we have an ice fishing tournament on Mille Lacs the first weekend in March. But how do we give others the opportunity that maybe can't travel 5, 6, 7 hours, you know, to come to Mille Lacs? And I think we had this idea. We called, you know, Clam and Alumacraft, and everyone got behind it, you know, and they donated prizes and money, you know, to this. And so now we have all of these prizes. The top 25 get prizes. They have 2 months from January 1st to February 28th. To go fishing on any public water. The only rule is it has to be public and it has to be caught through the ice. And they go out fishing, and the longest stringer of 15 crappies caught between those time periods, you know, will determine the placing.
So, okay, so you well, explain that. Okay, the longest stringer of 15 crappies over the course of 2 months. So if I catch 3 15-inch crappies, which is really, really nice, and that's 45, and eventually I'm going to catch 15 crappies, the longest stringer is going to win first prize, and everything is pretty much an on your honor. How do you judge this kind of stuff?
An online app called Fish Donkey. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but it's a tournament app. And what it does is it allows you to capture.
I saw the next to that maggot ball sock.
What it allows you to do is take a picture where you're fishing. So all of these crappies have to be released. So all the women need to do is download the Fish Donkey app. They take a picture of it on the bunk board, measuring so we can see how long it is and we can verify the inches. They take a picture of themselves holding the fish, and then they take a video release so it can't be resubmitted.
Right.
And the app automatically tracks all of this for you and keeps adding the inches. You could submit 75 fish, but it's just going to submit your top 15.
That's amazing.
It's
absolutely
awesome.
Amazing.
So, Kristen, I know you did kind of a soft release with this with Women Anglers in Minnesota. How many women are participating so far?
Right before the show, I looked. We have 404 women registered.
Oh, gosh. Do you have to be a member?
No member. You have to be over the age of 18. Just from a safety perspective, we didn't want kids going out.
Does it cost
parents.
Money to be in this?
Free. Totally free. The app is free, and there's thousands of dollars in prizes.
So you just have to register, right?
That's it.
All right.
Download the app and register.
So it's just crappies then?
Just crappies.
So how come they have to be released? Just
We did that as a safety measure for cheating, right?
Oh, okay.
So you could just
like
put it in a bucket.
The same one.
Right.
I
and
get
just
it.
Keep
okay.
submitting
Do
it.
Do you have to like show a video of yourself releasing it or
yes.
something?
Yes. Yep. That's a okay. part of it. So you have to take a picture on the ruler, a picture of yourself holding it, and a video release.
Well, I think this would be a great tool for social media as well. I mean, to show progress or, you know, show the biggest fish so far. Is it easy to share the, what is it called, fish donkey?
Yep.
Is it easy to share that on social media?
Absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. We're going to do wild cards. So even if you're out there trying and you're not catching huge fish, you're still going to have a chance to win stuff. We're going to draw randomly every week from the submissions.
So for folks just tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen, thanks for coming on and listening to us tonight on Bob Country. We are talking to Kristen Merwin, who is the president of WAM, the Women Anglers of Minnesota, and they have a virtual ice fishing contest through an app called Fish Donkey. It's called, what is it called? Queen?
Ice Queen.
Ice Queen.
Ice Queen.
Ice Queen.
And the top 25 women will win a prize, and it's all about crappies. And what's exciting about this is there's already 404 women signed up. Now, question, Kristen. I know it starts in the beginning or January 1. What if it's the middle of January and a woman still wants to participate? Can they get in at any time?
Absolutely. They can join on February 27th if they want to.
Wow.
What is the website? How do they register?
Yep. So go to www.womenanglersmn.com, and there is the Ice Queen logo right on the homepage. Click that. It will bring you to the rules and give you the quick step process of registration. It's literally just downloading the app from your app store, Fish Donkey, and registering on the app.
Aww.
And then that's exactly the sound it makes. Literally, it's pretty cool. When someone takes a lead on the leaderboard, it does. It makes that noise. So that's kind of funny. But then you just make sure once you register on the app, if you haven't downloaded it before, you just have to register then for Ice Queen. And
we'll
it's
make
all
sure
free.
You have an opportunity to mention how you get involved again later on, because it's very, very important. This is the coolest thing I've heard in a long, long time. Okay, it's all women, of course.
Yes.
What if your spouse, Scotty, wants to come along and just encourage you, maybe drill holes? I mean, what are the rules concerning that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
As long as she's doing all the fishing and bringing the stuff
She's
through.
Catching the fish, that's all that matters.
Cool. That's cool.
Can you participate as president? Do you get to play along?
I can play along, but I'm not eligible for prizes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a bummer.
I know. Lose out on all the fun.
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk to Scott, too, and then we'll get back to WAM. We've got about 7 minutes left till we get to break, and then we have Brian Zepp coming in at 6:40 to talk about his elk hunting trip in Montana. So, Scott, how long have you had Lake Osakis Guide Service for?
Oh, God. 10 years now.
10 years, and
yeah.
and you guys do open. I know the answer here, but you guys do open water and ice fishing, right?
Yeah, open water and some ice fishing.
And some ice fishing, huh? So right now, are you guys guiding right now, given the ice conditions out there?
I will be starting to guide next week. Yes,
next week. And what kind of fish species do you guide for on Lake Osakis Guide Service?
Whatever people would like.
Walleyes,
crappies, bluegills. You know, I kind of push them towards. I'll take you out for the panfish during the day, and then I'll put you on a walleye spot at night and let them go from there.
Yeah. You know. So, Scott, we're talking to the owner of Lake Osakis Guide Service. For folks tuning in to Bob Country, the Four Outdoorsmen, thank you for tuning in. Merry early Christmas to you. Scott, in 2 minutes are left, and then we're going to get back to Kristen because we talked a little bit to you on our first segment. Tell our listeners about Lake Osakis Guide Service and a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, I'm a fishing addict. So I just love being out there. One thing I like is just teaching people how to fish, helping them out, answering questions that they've wondered for years. And I've learned a lot from teaching people. It's also helped me learn. You know, I understand a lot of people don't understand some of these fishing terms we use, and you got to break it down. Like my nephew taught me that this last year. I said, set the hook. And finally, after about the 10th time, him not setting the hook, he looks at me and says, what does set the hook mean?
There you go. Yeah.
So right then I realized, hey, you got to slow it down a little bit for people that don't fish every day like I do. Yeah. So I'm starting to do more and more of that. And of course, we're going to catch fish. Of course, I'm going to clean some and you're going to take them home with you. But it's all about the education with me.
Well, I got to attest, even as a guy like myself that has fished my entire life and we're privileged enough to go fishing with people like yourselves, that it's amazing how much you can learn. You think you know it all, and you hire someone like Scott, and you learn I caught the biggest bluegill in my life, I think, when I was with Scott, and he taught us some new techniques, and just the way you search them out and everything, I got to tell you, it's worth it. Even if you fish all the time, it's worth it to get some new ideas and stuff like that.
Hey, Scott, yeah, I want you to share one more story here. Let me tell you one thing real quick.
All of us guides, we're all out there learning every day. Every day is a learning experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick something up here and there every day, and that's how we get on our fish and catch them.
Scotty does a great job. I've had an opportunity to go out with him twice, learned a lot, had a lot of fun, caught fish. And it's a great experience. And the old story is, it's not the destination, it's the journey. And Scott's got the same attitude. But you schmooze with a lot of big shots. And it's cool. It's about developing relationships. Tell the story, though, about the little relationship you developed yesterday or the day before, not with a big shot, because that had to touch your heart. It's a cool story.
That was pretty cool. I had this kid walk up. He's probably 10 years old. And he's carrying this bucket, and he's got his fishing rod with him, and he walks right up to where me and my buddy are fishing, and he looks over and he said, hey, my name's Jared, you guys mind if I fish with you? And I'm like looking around thinking, where's his parents? You know, I'm like sure, buddy, jump on in here. And I look over and he's hooking these freshwater shrimp, and you know, I've never really used them because I've tried them once, but I couldn't hook them. So he showed me how to hook those freshwater shrimp.
Cool.
And you know, he dropped down and of course catches a fish, and then you know, I'm over there working my Mackie plastics, and then he comes over and he learns from me. I start showing him how to use plastics and hooking them, how to work them. He drops one of those down, boom, he catches a fish. And we hang out for about 10, 15 minutes, you know. And then I said, where's your parents at? And he goes, oh, they're over in that house. So we jump on my Articat Bearcat and run over there and talk to his parents. Long story short, we're going fishing this summer. I'm looking forward to it. Well-mannered kid. You know, I like to see that with people out there. He came up with respect. And was nice and asked us, and sure, jump in there and fish with us. I wish everybody was like that.
What a thrill. Good for you. Scotty Merwin, that's Lake Wasakis Guide Service. You got to say something, Boom?
Yeah, we only have about a minute and a half till we get to break. Right, Brandon? Thumbs up on that. So I'm going to shift gears, go back to Kristen Merwin, the president of WAM, Women Anglers of Minnesota. Share with our listeners real quick on the Four Outdoorsmen Bob Country how women can participate or get a hold of you at WAM, and then a little bit more about Ice Queen.
Sure, absolutely. You can join WAM anytime. It's all done online. Go to www.womenanglersmn.com and click the membership menu, and you can join. It's $25 a year. You do not need to be a member to participate in Ice Queen. To do that, go and download the app, the Fish Donkey app. Thank you.
Attaboy, Mark.
And you'll have to register on the app and then register for the tournament. And, you know, this isn't possible with, if you look at the backing that we've had with this ice tournament, Clam, Vexlar, Grizzly Coolers, Cabela's, Nebulous, Jiffy, Mr. Heater, Easy Deucer, Mackie Plastics, they're all a part of this awesome tournament. And we're just really, really grateful for all of the support.
Now, you can have over 400 ladies already signed up for this thing, and you don't know half of them probably. Are you going to have some kind of a little banquet at the end of this? I think that'd be so much fun if you could do that. You'd have so much response.
Stru will MC.
I'll MC.
Could.
Yeah,
we could, but you know what, Stru? We have people from 8 states participating.
You're going to be busy, Stru.
I've got 3 bedrooms in my house. And
Diana will be excited to
hear
this.
Diana would love it, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm getting a little arrow pointed at me from Brandon there. So we're going to head into break here real quick. And then after that, we're going to have Brian Zepp on to talk about elk hunting in Montana, right, Stu?
That's about a five-second story. Be right back.
You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen, part of Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep five walleyes a day with a two-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at deadshotcustomcalls.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor. By Clam, with patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible, so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Rooster! Yep, hunting season is here and it's time to make a trip to Sandpine Pheasants Family Recreation in Avon, Minnesota. Sandpine Pheasants is located just an hour from the Twin Cities and is open to the public with no membership fees. Enjoy hunting one of their nine fields, try a European hunt, or book a guided hunt. Sandpine Pheasants is open 7 days a week and also the largest central Minnesota dealer of the Action Track Chair, a great tool for helping the disabled hunt. Learn more at sandpinepheasants.com.
Cool. Happy Sunday evening to the land of the frozen 10,000 lakes. Boomer here, and I'm talking about my favorite fishing electronics when it comes to the world of ice fishing. Vexilar, producer and Mark, and I, and Lake Osakis Guide Service, Scotty Merwin, we're going to be headed out to a secret lake tomorrow. And the first thing producer and Mark and I said is, what do we need, buddy?
We need our Vexilar.
Yes, we do. And we'll be bringing our K-drills. Hook that up to your brushless, cordless drill, and it's less than 10 pounds and get 400 inches of ice off a single battery. To learn more about Vexilar, go to Vexilar.com.
Hi, this is Donnie Vincent. Listen to Bob anytime, anywhere at MyBobCountry.com. Driven by John Hirsch's Cambridge Motors Chevrolet. Find new roads.
It's Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale. Hurry in to get those last few gifts or buy online and pick up free in-store. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your Macy's card or pass. Coats and sweaters for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Fine jewelry, 35 to 55% off. FAO Schwartz toys, 50% off. Plus, fragrance gift sets for everyone on your list. Hurry in now. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
Back to the Four Outdoorsmen, Scotty Merwin, Kristen Merwin, Mark Lukey, Boomer Strewman. Thanks for listening, everybody, on the night before Christmas Eve. Before we leave, in case they forget, just want to wish everybody a real safe, family-filled Christmas, and we'll have a safe winter as well. Go ahead, Boom.
Well, I was just going to say, we have a special guest on the line. I miss his voice. Every time I see a post from him, I get a smile on my face, and Papa Von is always watching this guy on Facebook. Brian Zepp, are you with us, our friend?
I don't have the greatest reception.
Well, we'll see if we can hear you, buddy. Otherwise,
I know. Are you there?
Can you hear us, Zepper?
Yeah, I'm out here at Great Plains hunting right now this weekend with my leg elevated and a cocktail.
You on some good drugs? I heard you took a little spill there on the old hill. Can you tell us that story?
All right, well, we'll let Zep go here, Brandon. If you could hang up with him and try to get him back on the line. We'll get Brian Zep back on. He broke his leg skiing, and it looks like he's at his dad's place helping out with pheasant hunting with one broken leg at Great Plains Hunting.
I tell you what, if people don't know who Brian Zep is, when we started this thing, Brian Zep was the first outdoorsman. And then Mark, of course, got this thing off the ground. Boomer was the next guy. And then I was just kind of an afterthought because I worked for nothing. And so Brian's been a good friend of the show for about 5 years since we started. A great friend. And about a year ago, he left his radio job in the Twin Cities and went to Bozeman, Montana because he got a deal he couldn't refuse. Skiing, fishing, hunting right there. It's just a beautiful part of the world. And he's thrilled. It was hard to leave a big, big market like this, if you know what I'm talking about, because Brian Zep has been known around the Twin Cities for many, many years. And to go to Bozeman and start all over in a small town, but he's absolutely eating it up, and he just, go ahead.
And I think Brandon's still working on getting him on the line right now, so we'll give it a minute. So let's shift gears a little bit, Kristen. We were talking about this Ice Queen contest that's going on. You have 400 women signed up for it. They're going for crappies, right? What are some of the prizes women can win by participating in this virtual ice fishing contest with, what's it called? Fish Donkey?
Yeah. Yeehaw!
There we go. What are some of the cool prizes they can win, Kristen?
Well, the top prize is a Nebulous. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the Nebulous units, but they are... We don't go out on the ice without them. They're strapped to our sled and as well as our four-wheeler. And... you can inflate them if you happen to go through and find thin ice.
So you strap it to the four-wheeler and the four-wheeler won't go through?
No. Correct. It floats your unit and two people.
Wow.
So yeah, it'll save your machine and you.
Yep. Wow, that's incredible.
So while we're holding for Brian Zep again, thank you for dialing in to the Four Outdoorsmen on your Sunday evening on Bob Country. Happy early Merry Christmas while we're working on that. Scott Merwin, he is the owner and pioneer of Lake Osakis Guide Service, also runs a guide business out in South Dakota on Lake Oahe, which got a lot of publicity this year because of the bass elites for smallmouth, but it's a trophy walleye fishery as well. Scott, I want to talk about two things till we get Brian on the line here. One, you were in the World Championships of Ice Fishing earlier this winter or later this fall, depending on what we want to call it. And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the tactics and strategy behind our fishing trip we're doing tomorrow. So first, talk about this World Championship of Ice Fishing that you were involved in.
It's the NAIFC. It's a national championship. And I want to say there were 75 teams, maybe 80 out there. And those guys are all good sticks. Every one of them. I respect every one of them. They all work hard at what they do. And it's basically it's who works the hardest wins. You know, I mean, there's very little luck involved. You know, and it's pretty much combat fishing.
So how do you qualify for the national championship of ice fishing, Scott?
Well, you have to be finishing a top 10 in one of their
qualifiers.
Mm-hmm. Which yep. I think they have 8. And they're in five or six different states. They're all ice fishing. So, you just have to finish in the top 10 to qualify. And then there are spots left over, and then some of the other guys can get in.
So you fish with another friend of the show, Griffith Outdoors, our friend Adam Griffith. You and him had teamed up.
Amazing angler.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough team to beat.
Where did you guys fish for this national championship, and what was the format? Was it 1 day? Was it 2 day? Was it a week? What were you fishing for? All that good stuff.
It was a 2-day tournament, and it was up near Monoman on North and South Twin, a nice resort up there too.
Minnesota?
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Okay.
And it's a 2-day tournament. Me and Adam didn't do too good the first day, but the second day we kicked a little butt. But we just fished one 30-yard spot out of respect for the other guys because we wanted the guys that were up there to compete to win, and that's kind of a respectful thing to do if you don't do good the first day.
So it's a 2-day tournament, so it's a cumulative weight? Is that what it is?
It's a 2-day weight.
And was it a multi-species, single species? Talk to our listeners on the 408.
8 crappies and 8 sunfish.
Okay.
And there's getting ready to be one on January 4th in Minnesota on Lake Darling in Alexandria. You know, if you're an ice angler and you want to get involved and want to come out there and compete with some guys that'll teach you some stuff, check it out, NAIFC.
That's you in your neck of the woods. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be up in my neck of the
bring
woods.
Bring the tournament
so,
to you. That's you know,
is it one or two things going to happen? I'm going to do really good or really bad. But it's going to be fun no matter what.
I have to. I just want to add something, too, that the NAIFC is doing that's really cool. They're adding a high school tournament series now.
Wow, that's cool.
And they're having their first championship. WAM got behind this, and we're doing a $1,000 scholarship, $500 to the top placing team, and $500 to the top all-female team, because that's we want to get these high school girls out there, too.
That's cool.
And it's age 12 and up. Parents, you can still sign them up. It's on Mille Lacs. They're going out of McCoy's. The weekend after Christmas, I think it starts on the 27th, which is a Thursday, and it goes through Sunday. They fish Saturday and Sunday, I believe. Friday is pre-fishing. What's really cool is they have all sorts of seminars for the kids on tournament fishing and teaching them how to build tournament strategy. And then they're going to win all these scholarships. So it's really cool, and I'd encourage everyone to go check it out and get your kids signed up.
Also, the NAIFC does a kid clinic everywhere they have a tournament.
Yep.
And that's where the ICE team guys come in and help kids fish and learn how to fish. It's a pretty cool deal. So the NAIFC not only is a, you know,
that's cool,
a fishing tournament circuit, but it's also there to help kids.
Hey, Kristen mentioned ice fishing strategy for these young kids. You and Scotty Merwin, you and Adam are two of the best around here, two of the best that we know as far as especially pan fishing. What did you guys learn that you can take with you the next tournament?
Maybe to slow it down, not move so fast. You know, sometimes you pass up fish. We learned that. I mean, I learned that just yesterday. You know, we're drilling out our grids, and we're on these fish, and we're following them, and we're drilling our holes 10 feet away, 10 feet apart. Well, I started drilling them 3 and 4 feet apart, and those fish were just moving right out from under our hole. They weren't moving fast. They were moving slower than I thought, let's put it that way. So, you know, sometimes you got to slow down and let the fish react before you pass them up.
So, Scott, you know, shifting gears a little bit from the national championship that you and Griffith participated in, which is the NAIFC up in northern Minnesota, is that correct?
Yeah, up northern Minnesota.
And then there's a qualifying tournament coming up on Lake Darlin, you said, pretty soon here in January?
Yes, January 4th, I believe.
Cool. With that, we are going to go ice fishing tomorrow, hopefully, producer and I, with you. Kristen, are you going to be joining us?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to catch fish.
Oh, I love it.
I'm with her.
Hey, all right. She's going to drill all the holes now. We're just going to sit back and watch.
She says something like that, and she goes, wham.
Ooh, nice. So, what are some of the tactics, you know, we're going to be doing tomorrow? What are we looking for? What are we going to be using? All that jazz.
Well, it depends on what the bite is. We're probably going to be using noodle rods and spring bombers. They've been really light biting, but they're there. We're going to be following weed lines. We're going to drill a lot of holes. We're going to get Lukey's boy to catch some fish and share some fish pictures with that.
Yeah.
Nothing more than going with a kid, man. I love
it. Yeah. Do you have any tips maybe for fathers with young kids? So Nick is 6, and I've taken him a couple years, and we've got on some fish, but usually the bite has to be pretty hard. You know, he's kind of dinking around and the fish will nail it. And
yeah, we're going to show him how to watch that in.
Yep. That's great. And, do you have any other tips maybe for taking young ones out?
Yeah, I think more fathers should start using plastics because the bait doesn't get stolen as easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it even works for us anglers, you know, that plastic stays on that hook
right.
a little bit better, especially those drop kick jigs.
Oh, yeah.
By Clam.
So that way, you know, if they don't quite get it right, you know, set the hook at the exact moment, you're not going to be losing waxies all day.
Yeah, and also that spring bobber, too, absorbs some of that. So if they're moving the rod around a little bit, it doesn't scare them away.
I'm pretty excited. I remember, I think it was an ice show a year ago where you were sitting up on a tank with fish in it, and I put my boy up there, and you helped him catch a fish. That was pretty cool.
Oh,
He still talked about that, so he's probably going to remember you. It was pretty awesome. It was before the show started, and he's like, well, get up here. So Nick went up there and was jigging in this big tank and stuff. That was pretty cool.
Well, I tell you what, me and your boy are going to fish against you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You'll win, I guarantee.
Oh, boy.
I guess I might have to show up.
Yeah, we're going to whoop on old Mark.
Try out my float suit, see what happens there.
Hey, Scott, you know, besides, you know, you talked about some of the tackle and, you know, the rod and reels we're going to be using. What are you looking for? I know we're fishing on Lake X right now, but just in general, and Kristen, I want to get your thoughts too. In general, give some tips to our listeners on the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country. You're listening to the owner of Lake Osakis Guide Service, the president of the Woman Anglers of Minnesota. What are some general tips you can give for pan fishing right now in the state of Minnesota or the Midwest?
I'd say healthy green weeds, and I'm going to turn the rest over to Kristen because she's pretty smart when it comes to
healthy
fishing.
Healthy green weeds, huh? The cabbage.
Got it. I would say right now, I think they're in transition. You know, I think you're going to find them in the green weeds, just like Scott said. But in some of these lakes, I think those weeds are going to start to die off.
Yep.
So I'd start with the weeds, but then I'd move out to the first break and then follow that all the way out. And what I seem to find once I hit that first break and I find fish, then the deeper I go, the bigger they seem to get, at least on like the pond bowls that I fish a lot of, you know. So that's where I would start. I would start at the break and just keep going perpendicular to the deepest part.
Yeah, weed lines would be good too.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be following those weed lines a lot right now too. They're going to be hiding from predators.
Are the bluegills and crappies kind of hanging out together still? I kind of noticed that last time we were out together where there isn't a clear separation of the two groups. Are they starting to separate a little bit more?
Not yet. They will be shortly here because those crappies will start heading out to the basin.
Okay.
Where all that zooplankton's at.
So where we were at yesterday, we were in the basin.
Okay.
So it was just crappies.
It was just crappies. So they are.
It was just crappies
in
the basin.
What are your go-to colors? I'm going to ask you guys for bluegills and crappies. Scott and Kristen, what are your go-to colors?
Crappie, it would be the black Dave Gens Dropkick with the pink Mackie Minnow. And then I'd have to say one of the smaller drop jigs from Clam, the new Wonder Bread colors, the black and white one, the pink, the glow red and white one, with some Ural larvae on them.
Cool. Kristen?
I'm pretty similar. Sorry not to have diversity, but I like the red glow drop kick, and I like the black drop kick. And my plastic favorite is a Jamie.
What does that look like?
It's got a whole bunch of legs, and what I like about it is you can modify it.
Okay.
You know, you can get so many different looks from that bait. You can take off all the front legs and just leave the tail. You can pinch it shorter and make it a shorter and then shorten the tail. You can modify it to whatever you want it to be.
When you hook a Mackie, can you kind of go over that? Do you thread it all the way through, or do you just hit the tip so it wobbles a lot?
Well, it depends. It depends on what's – I mean, you try everything, right? So the first thing I do is, I take the full bait. I put it on. If it's not – if they're coming up and just not lynching on, then maybe it's too big, so I'll shorten it. Sometimes I just take a leg off and wacky rig it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends.
I've never done that. That's a good idea.
It just looks like you know, when you just take one
and
of the legs, it just looks
ends.
Like two Ural larvae, right? Or mm-hmm. two maggots hanging off of it. So it just depends.
The Jamie is a pretty cool bait because you can use it two ways. You can use it where it's flat and it looks like a bug.
Yep.
And then you can turn it the other way and it looks like a minnow or a fish, like a little
sunfish.
Like a sunfish.
Dave Gens
catches walleyes on those all the time with the caviar jig.
Oh, nice.
So for our listeners that want to see you in person, and we've got about 2 minutes left, and then I want you to spill out how folks can find your organizations or your guide service or WAM. What shows are you guys going to be coming up? I know it's December and it's bleeding into January here, but show season is right around the corner. Where are you guys going to be at?
Well, Women Anglers of Minnesota will be at the Northwest Sports Show. We are going to be found back in the tackle section. So come and check us out there. We'll have awesome giveaways and obviously signing up a ton of members. A ton of members join us there.
Good for
you. Cool. Yeah, Scott, where are you going to be at?
So I'll be at both the Northwest Sports Show and the Minneapolis Boat Show this year, and I'll either be in the Alumacraft booth or the Lowrance booth.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, Strew, man, that was one heck of a show. We talked to Women Anglers of Minnesota, Lake Osakis Guide Service. Oh, how do folks get a hold of you guys?
For Women Anglers of Minnesota, go to www.womenanglersmn.com and on Facebook, search Women Anglers of Minnesota.
And for my guide service, it's www.lakeosakisguideservice.com.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Kristen Strewman here. Mark Lukey, Boomer, wishing everybody Merry Christmas. And I'll tell you what, for all you kids sitting on your butts right now playing with your little iPads or texting each other, Boomer's got a Christmas present for you.
Get outdoors.